All right, so we're diving into this candy corn conundrum, right? This whole thing with Zoe, Ben, and Lily, and their ever-changing candy count.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It really highlights how, without even realizing it, we use math to solve problems every day. And it all starts with a pretty relatable problem: trying to count a giant pile of Halloween candy.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're a kid and excitement is high, sugar levels are higher, organization can go right out the window.
For sure. So we've got our three little counters. They're knee-deep in candy corn, and they're throwing out numbers like 300, 250, then suddenly it jumps to 310.
Yeah, you could practically hear the gears turning in their heads. Like, wait a minute, how can the number keep changing?
And that's their light bulb moment. They realize they need a system, a better way to wrangle all that candy corn.
And what do they land on?
Counting by tens.
Seems simple, right? But it's actually a brilliant illustration of how our entire number system works. That grouping by tens, the decimal system, it's a bedrock of how we understand and manipulate numbers. Each digit's position tells us its value. Tens, hundreds, thousands.
It's like a code we all take for granted.
Exactly. And because of that system, because their thinking got organized, they finally reach a solid count. 500 pieces of candy corn.
500. That's a
Yeah.
pretty impressive haul. But, and this is where the story gets really good, they're not done yet. They find a whole missing bag.
The classic hidden treasure trope. It's like finding money in your pocket, but way more delicious.
Right. And their total skyrockets to 600. 600 pieces. Oof. Candy. Corn. But beyond the sugar rush, it makes you think, right? What other hidden bags are we missing in our own lives?
That's the real takeaway here. It's not just about double-checking your work, though that's always a good idea. It's about accepting that our initial understanding of a problem might be, well, limited. There might be missing pieces, hidden factors we didn't even know to look for. Just like those kids and their candy, life is full of surprises.
And sometimes those surprises are sweeter than others. But the point is, math helped them get there. It wasn't about complicated equations. It was about applying a structured approach to a messy, delicious problem.
Absolutely. This story is such a great reminder that math isn't some abstract concept. It's a tool, a powerful one, that helps us navigate and understand the world around us. Whether you're counting candy, planning a budget, designing a building, it all comes back to that same logical, structured thinking.
So next time you're facing a problem, big or small, think of Zoe, Ben, and Lily. Channel your inner candy corn counter. Because that systematic approach, that willingness to look for the hidden bags, that's where the real aha moments are found.
Couldn't agree more.
And who knows? You might even find something sweeter than you expected.